Milkshake by the Village People. This song rocks. Yeah!
Do the shake.
burning, fingers free. Keep your hands on your chemistry. Freak yourself, shake, shake, close the door. Shake, shake, what you do? Shake, shake, just hit the wall. Shake, shake, freak yourself, shake, shake, close the door. Shake, shake, what you do? Shake, shake, just hit the wall. Shake, shake. It's not to be, but what you want comes naturally. Oh, freak yourself, shake, shake, close the door, shake, shake, what you do, shake, shake, just hit the bar, shake, shake, freak yourself, shake, shake, close the door, shake, shake, what you do, shake, shake, just hit the bar, shake, shake. Yourself, shake, shake, close the door, shake, shake, what you do, shake, shake, just hit the floor, shake, shake, freak yourself, shake, shake, close the door, shake, shake, what you do, shake, shake, just hit the floor, shake, shake.
Oh, yeah, nice little bit of a dancing thing there. Oh, I just had to actually play those back to back. That was, yeah, I know. And then there's a little something here I don't think we want to bother. Shut that off. That was Cabaret Voltaire with I Want You and a nice, nice dance number there. Yeah. We heard Do the Milkshake from one of the most legendary films of all time, and that is Can't Stop the Music. That was the Village People's movie starring Brenda Vaccaro and Bruce Jenner. And that, and it was directed by Nancy Walker, the woman who was Rhoda's mother on the Rhoda show, whatever. But anyhow, that movie was an absolute catastrophe. And it's so fantastic to watch because they tried to work around all these people that didn't act. So they didn't give them any lines. They made them mug a lot. It's just absolutely essential cinematic watching. You listen to Zombo right here in your brain. I got 1 hour to go as part of the Zombathon. Started at 10 o'clock this morning, welcoming you back to the live airwaves in your brain, directly from this station into your brain. And just WRCT in the Pittsburgh. And, you know, I really hate to do this. I always hate playing, oh, and here's somebody else who died, you know, recently, and play a song of theirs. I was going to play this anyhow. And she just happened to die. So it's Anita Lane. She was actually Nick Cave's girlfriend on a bunch of the Nick Cave albums. And here's her doing, I think Nick Cave is on this, doing Bedazzled from the movie Bedazzled. They kind of did a cover tune of this. So it's kind of fun. Dig it. In your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Let's melt the North Pole. What? Melt the North Pole? Well, Congress once considered the idea, And really, it wasn't such a bad idea. Except for one or two little things. We'll read about it. Read with me.
Would you pull up your right sleeve a little bit, please?
Idea.
Just how far can you go in this thing?
Warm.
Do not open your eyes until I tell you to do so, please.
Melt. Thought.
Close them now.
The albatross passed along the idea to Congress. The freezing waters could be pumped out and the warm pumped in. Theory can be dangerous, but also moist. It's far from the worst idea ever concocted. So let's melt the North Pole. Ready?
It is essential that you continue the experiment. You have no other choice.
Yes, I have a choice.
That is incorrect.
We may drink a good deal of liquid and not easily satisfy our thirst.
Please continue.
Liquid increases the thirst until that painful thirst becomes unbearable. Which reminds us, men must soon learn to remove the salt from seawater and learn a way to transport that water to people inland. They must learn to do this, and they are learning. Or animals will inherit the earth. Is this sentence true or false? Survive means live at sea.
True.
That is incorrect.
Have we passed a point of no return?
So let's melt the North Pole. It is perhaps even more dangerous than interesting.
He says it's got to go on, the experiment.
For these regions would then lack that which made them moist, thrust, thought, 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 thought. That concludes.
Yes, sir. Zombo in your brain, playing all the dead artists. Man, she died too, Rachel Nage. She died from the Detroit Cobras this year. But then again, she was just a total wreck. I mean, just drunk all the time, falling down, always doing. But the rock and roller, rock and roller. Rock and roller nonetheless. What else did I play here? Did I play something else before that? Oh, yeah, Melt the North Pole. I played that. That was by Negative Land from their new album, True or False. And then we, we played Bedazzled by Anita Lane and Nick Cave. So, yeah, it just seems like, why is all this great music made by dead people? Why is all the best music made by dead folks? I just can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. Why is Michael Bolton still alive? I don't know. You ask me. Maybe he's not. But anyhow, let's see what's going on. I got one more hour to go. Actually, oh my God, 50 minutes to go. Can you believe that? Almost six hours and 10 minutes of radio. Boom, in your brain. And I got 50 minutes to go. And right now, let's see what else we got. I got some other music to play for you. I got more PSAs, more promos. People have been checking in. It's been an awesome day. It has been an awesome day. I'm gonna sleep well tonight, no doubt about it. Let's see what else I got going on here. I got, what do I want to do that? Oh, yeah. You know, I probably will get into another little surf thing going on. There's going to be a big surf show coming up March 18th at Moondogs. It's going to be a surf summit. The three surf bands, actually, Boss Stingrays, the Electras, and another, I think, an out-of-town band will be coming in. It's going to be three surf bands at Moondogs, the surf summit, on March 18th. And then March 19th is going to be a crazy cool world party at Spirit Lodge. It's going to be the Polka Maniacs album release party, never mind the Bolsheviks, and DJ Pandemic Pete's going to have a world dance party. So it's just, can you believe it's going to be like, it's almost like the old days. It's almost getting normal. It's almost there. It's we just got to keep muscling, man. Keep muscling. I think this is we got through the hard stuff, man. The scariest part of all, when there was no vaccine. That vaccine was like getting concert tickets. You know, you get the vaccine. No, I haven't got it yet, man. That was freak out city, man. When that wasn't around, at least in my world, it was total freak out city because it was like, okay, where do I get this? How do I get this? I want it. You know, now they just can't give it away to some folks. That is hilarious. I always say it started out like a pandemic and it turned into an intelligence. It turned into an IQ test. Yep. That's what I always say, right before somebody punches me in the nose. End of story. So let's see here. What do we got here? You want a PSA? It's too early for PSAs. Let's do a little more music for you. So this is from another great new band called Les Robots. That's the amazing thing. That's one thing I admire about human beings more than anything else. You know, there's still great music came out, you know, during all of this stuff. People just hunkered down and made some fantastic music. So the interesting thing is, if you look at the pandemic of like 1918, 1919, you would have never known. If you listen to the music, you would have never known that there was a pandemic going on. You know, unless they got rid of all those songs, they said, hey, you know, get rid of that Do the Mask Rag, or, the Do the Charleston Before You Fall Over Dead Sick. Those probably weren't real big tunes back in 1918, 1919. But I'm just saying, even the music of that time didn't really reflect much. People are very resilient when it comes to music. So I'm not too well versed on the music that came out in 1918 and 1919. Sorry. Probably just a lot of like, oh, Nelly, she had a buggy and that kind of stuff, all right? And then she fell over dead from scarlet fever, the end.
The thing. Most human brain, Electro the Robot.
Less robots in your brain! couple brutal surf tunes there for you. That's Arno De Sia from Italy with the Clock Crusher. Before that, we heard I Am Electro from Les Robots. So we heard some Italian surf music, and we heard some French surf music. You're listening to Zombo right here. Got about a half hour more to go. Ending down the Zombathon, and they said it couldn't be done. 7 hours of live radio in your brain. I got to tell you about some of these other fantastical shows on this here doggone station. From Ipanema to the World. I think both of these shows are Friday tonight, so this is great. So this is what you got in store for you later this evening. As if seven, if you even survive even this last few bits of Zombo. I do not know. Brazilian music is arguably, because I've gotten a lot of arguments about this, arguably the number one export product from Brazil. Yeah, I beg to differ, but I don't, because I don't want to get in an argument. But From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7. So you know I got to be out of here, right? Because it's 7 o'clock. I don't know if this show's done live or pre-recorded, but you'll find out the hard way. Tune in and enjoy and listening to the adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems. I'm a more lesser-known gems kind of guy. I like them lesser-known gems. I'm a lesser-known gems guy. When I see a gem and it's lesser-known, I like it. I'm just that kind of guy. From Brazil songbook in the broad range of musical styles. And hey, you remember that kid that picked on you in high school? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I certainly do. I do. And when I get a hold of him, well, they gave him a radio show. I always wait outside. You know, but he never shows up. They gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster. Spin the best. And voiced in indie, punk, classic, country, power pop, and so much, much more. But I wonder, if he plays those lesser-known gems, because I'm a lesser-known gems kind of guy. It's those lesser-known gems. I'm going to put that in there. Let's try that. Plays the best and worst in indie, punk, classic, country, power pop, and lesser-known gems. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night, starting at 9 with an encore performance Tuesday afternoon at 2, exclusively here on WRCT 88.3, right here in Pittsburgh, home of the lesser-known gems. That's what the station's going to be, home of the lesser-known gems. So let's see what we got here. What have we got here? What are we going to do here? As I stumble through this PSA book, looking like at old friends. This is like looking at old friends here. Old friends. And lesser, let me play it. Let me do a lesser-known gem. What's a lesser-known gem here? Oh, now that there's a... Now, this is a lesser-known gem. I like this gem here. Just because your campfire looks like it's out doesn't mean it's out. Before leaving, follow these simple steps. Drown them embers with water, dirt, stir them. Drown them again. Drown them, stomp on them. Stir it up. Throw in some lesser-known gems. Then check back with your hand to see if it feels cold. If your hand is hot, put some embers, dirt, water, and stir and drown it again until it feels cold with your hand, like a lesser-known gem. By following these simple steps, you can prevent a wildfire, and those tame fires, too. For more information, visit smokybear.com. And remember, wow, this is sad. Only you can prevent forest fires. We're doomed. We're doomed because I know you don't care. It says only you can prevent them. Well, then nobody else has to bother. Great. Smooth move, X-Lax. This is what public service announcement brought. Who came up with that? Because that has been a tagline for the Forester Service for decades. Only you can prevent wildfires. No, we all can. Really. No fooling. Another bad one was when the Army came out. An army of one. Well, then don't look at me. We just need one person. Don't look at me. Army of one. And he could prevent forest fires. So there's a lot on that person's shoulders right there. Preventing wildfires and being an army of one. All right, what else we got here? Here's some tips and tools for you. Taking care of a loved one can lead to plenty of questions. Fortunately, there's a place where you can get answers for them too. Find articles, tips, tools, and lesser-known gems. for fellow caregivers that have been in your place. Visit more AARP. Who's putting these AARPs in here again? Go to brought to you by AARP and WRCT Pittsburgh. Zombo right in your brain. You can see I'm feeling loopy. I got a half hour to go, man. I'm like on the ropes, like on Raging Bull. You know, he's like, you didn't knock me down, Ray. But his eyes are like these busted out sockets, and he's just weaving around. And Robert De Niro, just Jake LaMotta, or Robert De Niro. It depends on your amount of imagination watching the movie. You didn't knock me down, Ray. I got a half hour to go, man. Zombo-thon has happened, or is this going to happen? Unless I just fall asleep. No, I'm good. Okay, so let's get some more music on there. What do you say? What do we need there? What do I got cooked? Oh, this is nice. This is pretty. So speaking of movies, you know, like my transitions, I'm a very transitional person. This song is a lesser known gem, and DJ Pogo took the movie My Fair Lady, the original version of My Fair Lady with Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn, and he did this piece of music, which is really cool. Okay? In Your Brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Yeah!
I shall never desire. I shall never.
Just inviting trouble for the poor sucker who says I love you. Take a pair of rabbits who get stuck on each other and begin to woo. And pretty soon you'll find a million more rabbits who say I love you. When the lion gets feeling frisky and begins to roar. There's another lion who knows just what he's roaring for. Everything that ever grew, the goose and the gander and the gosling too, the duck upon the water when he feels that way too, says,
that's a wise quack. You keep your bill out of this. How would you like it if I butted into your affairs and laid an egg?
There you go. The one, the only Groucho with Everyone Says I Love You. Before that, we heard Absabloom by DJ Pogo Zombo right here in your brain. We are winding down that tail end of the tail end of the tail end of the Zombathon. Started at 10 o'clock this morning. Raring to go. I'm raring to go, too. I got another half hour to go, and then I'm going to collapse. But it's so nice to hear from a lot of you guys today. And playing just a wide variety of lesser-known gems today. And here comes another one. This is really good. This is really good. There's a Brazilian show coming up later on. And I figured, you know what? Let's get a good lead into that. So here is the Brazilian version of Iron Man. Now that is Iron Man by I can't pronounce it. It's some Brazilian thing I can't pronounce, so I'm not even going to try. Hey, I just checked my, I was not able to check the email because I've just been running like a cuckoo man, and I don't know if I can really even get email on this new computer we got down here. But I just checked. I got a bunch of emails from you folks. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for calling today. This has just been super. This is something I been waiting for about 2 years for it to get back in the studio, and then it just struck me. Well, then it fell off me, then I picked it up, and then it struck me again. Why not do a seven? So I looked at the schedule. I said, there is nothing on this station from 10 o'clock to 7 o'clock. What if I did a zombathon and I bounced it off the station and they threw it back at me and they said, yeah, go ahead. And a little nerve-wracking. But I'll tell you, $7 is nothing. I could do this every week. But I probably won't. Next week's show is going to be pre-produced. Okay, so it's going to be a pre-produced show. There's a zombie show on Thursdays. It's always going to be pre-produced from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's my encore show. And but I'll try and make the Friday and Saturday, the Thursday and Friday show different. And then to next Friday, I'll only be on from 10 to 1. But I'll tell you, this Zombathon might be quite a thing. I might do this regularly until the weather gets really nice. You know, when the weather's crummy or it's cold, I heard it's pretty outside. It's that end of winter stuff, too. That's why I didn't mind coming down here, because it's that last bit of February where it's just like, you know, just that just buried in just in the winter. And like I'm saying, this has almost been a real winter. This has almost been a real winter with some real snow and some real ice and some real cold weather. But, you know, it's this time of year that, you know, you just spring is just almost there and you want to strangle the groundhog. And you just want to get on with things, you know? And you want to get outside, and you want to party all the time. That's right. And every night and most every day, I've been told. Okay, so here's a neat little ska tune called Elvis Should Do Ska by Graduate. And you know what you're listening to, and you know where you're at. I ain't got to say nothing. But it's in your brain. See, notice all the Elvis little things there? That's really cute. Elvis Carstereo. So that ending, like, I forget what song that is, and they put a little bit of Watching the Detectives in there. Brilliant tune. Elvis Should Play Ska by a graduate. You're listening to Zombo, and this is a live human being right here, or somewhat live human being, or somewhat human being right on the other side of this radio machine. So it's not pre-produced, and so don't give me them jazz hands. All right, we are going to do Bald Head. Oh, I live by this tune. It is Sir Bald Diddley, Bald Head, and your brain. Lesser known gems keep coming at you. That's Bald Head by Sir Bald Diddley. Now let's dig a little. We only got like 15 minutes left, man. But you know, I'm just letting you know right now, I'm going to end with Screamin' Jay Hawkins' Constipation Blues. So that's just what has to happen. Here's some brand new rockabilly upside your brain. Cherry Casino, Kiss Me. After I missed the button. Damn it, Jim.
Well, I went out last night.
So what?
Did you want to dress so tight?
Oh.
See that girl in the tight blue jeans, rain shirt, long lean. The baby is a rocking and a rolling. She knows how to move to the beat. The baby is a rocking and a rolling. Num, 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 num. Kiss me.
Yeah.
See that chick with the cold black hair. All dressed up, now she ain't no square. The baby is a rockin' and a rollin'. She knows how to move to the beat. The baby is a rockin' and a rollin'. Num, 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 num. Kiss me.
Yeah.
Bopping like a chicken in a crazy style. The baby is a rockin' and a rollin'. Now she knows how to move to the beat. The baby is a rockin' and a rollin'. Mm-hmm, kiss me.
Yeah.
One kiss from you and my heart just flips. The baby is a rockin' and a rollin'. Now she knows how to move to the beat. The baby is a rockin' and a rollin'. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Give me.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Kiss me.
Yeah.
The baby is a rockin' and a rollin'. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. From South of the Border, Cherry Casino with Kiss Me, a nice little 45 there. Rockabilly got some time to go, and I love this tune. If you want some fun, look at the YouTube video of this. The Bees. The Bees doing their chicken payback. Zombo in your brain. Yes, that was a band called The Bees with the Chicken Payback. And that is such a fun little lively party tune. And it's an upbeat number like the next thing I'm going to play, which this next thing is real, okay? Just to show you, the Rolling Stones have always kind of been in it for the money. Here is the Rolling Stones early in their career doing a commercial for Rice Krispies. This is real. Oh, this is a cover. Oh, man, that's not even the original version. I'm not going to lie to you. I have the original version somewhere. I don't know who that is. Sounds like King Yusinovich and the Yusinovich Stones. But I'm not going to waste your time with frivolous nonsense. Mostly frivolous nonsense. I'm not going to play that because it's not the original one. I knew when the feedback kicked in, something was wrong. Because the Rolling Stones never did feedback, you know? So let's fast forward. We got a few minutes to go before got constipation blues. And I want to do something I would always play when I did the Ace Hotel that always would get me in trouble. I'd play this. They'd look at me and they'd think, what are you doing? And I says, hey, it's a Zombotron, not me. Because I would show up with a Zombotron. So I don't miss DJing in public. I really don't. It's just one of these things where it's just like two people show up. and I just kind of hang out. I could just have that person at my house and we listen to music. And I save myself all the aggravation of bringing my stuff. But here is Difficult Love by Messer Chups. In your brain.
Отвечу тебе «да», когда ты не будешь ожидать этого.
Да!
All right. That was Messer Chups, which is, means like knives like lollipops. And I did find the Rolling Stones Rice Krispie commercial. So here it is.
Wake up in the morning, there's a snap around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's a crackle in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says Rice Krispies to you, and you, and you. Pour on the milk and listen to the sound that says it's nice. Pour on the milk and listen to the crackle of that rice. Get up in the morning to the pop that says it's rice. Hear them talking crisp, Rice Krispies.
There you go, and you could hear like Brian Jones in the background, right? Yeah, you could. All right, got time for a few more. This is Brick Shout. Figure it out for yourself.
It all hang out.
Shout, 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 shout
All right, so you get the idea, right? Right? Yeah. Because almost out of time here. And almost out of time. Got time for one more song. Gonna do Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Constipation Blues. It's like the only trademark song that I didn't play today. Usually I played a lot of stuff that people look for. I got a lot of requests for, and I'm gonna wind down with this. So listen, man, thanks so much for hanging in there for the Zombathon, 7 hours of this nonsense in your brain. And next week, show will be pre-recorded. I'll be back in the studio, hopefully live after that. And then maybe another Zombathon. You never know if I get if the station gets good feedback on this. Usually they don't pay attention, so don't worry about it. Okay, don't feel like I'm telling you that. Because basically everybody's here is just scrambling around trying to do the best they can. You know, that's just the way it is. So anyhow, I just gotta tell you, once, twice, and always, I remain in your brain, Screamin' Jay Hawkins. I will see you in 2 weeks. I got some shows coming up, pre-recorded next Thursday. From 2 to 5 is Zombo, and next Friday, 10 to 1, another pre-recorded Zombo show. Then hopefully live in after that. WRCT Pittsburgh, in your brain, I've remained there.
Ladies and gentlemen, most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain. The band and I have just returned from the General Hospital, where we caught a man in the right position. We named this song Constipation Blues. I feel all right. Yeah.
yes, I begin to feel all right now. Splash! Yeah, I tell you, everything's gonna be all right.
Yeah, feel all right. I remain in your brain, WRCT, in the pit.
Got these.